The next delivery. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. Plesac slamming his fist into his glove, and he works out of it, leaving the bases loaded. Three in the books. The pitch, Ramirez yanks one high, deep to right. This, if it stays fair, is gone, and it is a home run. Jose Ramirez. The only question was, would it hook? But it didn't. And Jose Ramirez has hit his second homer in the series, his team high eighth, and the Indians lead it on the two-run homer, 4-0.
It is time to talk Indians baseball with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bob, you must be like a good luck charm. From what I said, every Sunday they've won, right? This is what I heard. Is this true? Am I making this up or what?
No, I made sure the boys understood that when we talk on Monday mornings that we talk about a win. So we're 5-0 on Sundays. Just how all that plays out. Won 4 in the month of April, and of course yesterday, and now we've won 5 out of 7 and head into Kansas City to conclude this two-city road trip. Play 4 against the first-place Royals and have a chance to make a dent into, we're 3 games back of the Royals. So it should be a fun 4-game series for these AL Central rivals.
Nice seeing Zach Plesac getting back on the winning side for sure, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think that was the biggest story of yesterday. You could tell in his post-game press conference that he was absolutely fired up. He knew that it was the rubber match of a 3-game series for us to start this road trip and go into Chicago and win 2 out of 3. It was an important game for us, despite the fact it's early April or early May. And you could tell how fired up he was, that he had a real good performance. So it's back-to-back good efforts for Zach. And he's been working awfully hard because he had a few hiccups there early in the year. And looks like he's back to being that impact pitcher that we've seen the last couple of years.
Speaking of impact pitcher, the guy who writes the record books is just holding out for the pencil with the name Bieber on it that he just keeps erasing and changing. And why so fast? You know, names like Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson keep coming up. Last year was all about Bob Feller, it seemed, a lot. So there's very interesting things that he's doing with all this strikeouts so early in the year.
Absolutely. It's the fun part of this crazy game of ours. You connect generations and go back to the stars of the past, and to have your name connected with Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez and sudden Sam McDowell and, Bob Feller means you're doing something right. I, not to get too philosophical here, but when you talk about records in sports, it really is a testament to the spirit of achievement that young men, get inspired by those who came before them and try to outdo them. And it should, those kind of things should be celebrated, that people can get above and beyond what's been done before them. And what Shane, I know he's doing it in a period where, guys do strike out at a higher rate, but to have that kind of consistency, it just, again, means that you take care of your body, you're ready to perform each time you go out there, and you repeat your mechanics. I mean, we saw it on Saturday night, unfortunately, with young Tristan McKenzie, who in the second inning just couldn't repeat his mechanics and couldn't find his way after having a dominant first inning, striking out 3. You talk about this crazy game, and you talk on one end of Shane Bieber, who's found his way, his consistency, and then the youngsters that search for that.
Bob, speaking of pitching and history, do umpires still rub up the balls with mud like we would hear these stories. Is that practice still done?
Well, the practice is, it's not the umpires. Actually, the person that's in charge of rubbing up, they probably rub up 8 dozen, probably 6 dozen get used during one ball game, but they'll rub up a little bit more. The clubhouse attendant, the umpire's locker room attendant, is charged with that duty of knowing how to properly apply the mud to take the sheen off the baseball so there's a little bit better grip. And
why can't the guys who make the baseballs do that? Why can't it be done at the factory? Why does it have to show up? If we're going to do it anyway, why don't they?
And is this some sort of special compound, or what is it that they use?
Oh, yeah, definitely a special mud. Comes from, I think, over in New Jersey area. But it is a special mud that, in the old days, Cy Beinack and the clubhouse would just have coffee cans on a shelf that were filled with that special mud. And it's really an interesting process. To rub up 8 dozen baseballs and to do it right, and how you put the right amount on, because you can't turn the baseball black, So takes a little bit of skill for sure.
I don't know if I trust baseball from or mud from New Jersey. Isn't there like a lot of radioactivity? Don't they have like a dumping stuff? Maybe that explains why the ball some days years goes out of the park. There's a little extra neutrons or something going on that.
That might happen.
Cans from New Jersey coming in with the baseball mud. This is a whole. I don't see. Have we seen this on the 30 for 30 yet? I haven't seen if they've done something like that. I'll have to look into it. Well, we got a big series, you say, against the Royals, as well as then the White Sox again. So it's just kind of an ever-ending circle with the folks in the Central. But we look forward to great. Wouldn't you have liked to have baseball in Cleveland yesterday, though, with that weather? Would have been.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, that would have been such a great day to have that.
It would have been a wonderful. But hopefully, it'll turn beautiful this coming weekend. We have the Cincinnati Reds coming in for 3, and then an off day on Monday. On the 10th, and then the Chicago Cubs come to town for 2, including Wednesday the 12th is a weekday day game. People love those. So mark your calendar for that, Indians.com/tickets. But, yeah, 4 against Kansas City, then we come home for a short 5-game homestand, little National League flavor, Cincinnati and the Cubs. But one thing I got to mention real quick, guys, when we talk about baseball and records, how about I think it happened during the period of time that we talked last Monday. Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels, when he started the other day, he was leading the league in home runs. That hadn't happened in 100 years with Babe Ruth, the last starting pitcher to also lead the league in home runs. I mean, that's just baseball's so wonderful that way.
That is remarkable. We look forward to
100 years.
Oh, come on. I always like to listen to Jimmy or to Rosie's does his This Day in Indians History, and there's always some things that pop up. Some of it's ancient history. Some of it things like that wasn't too long ago. I feel like I remember that when it happened. But it's always fun to see the different things that happened throughout the years in baseball. We appreciate your time, Bob, and let's keep that Sunday tradition going again for next Sunday. But let's pick up some wins during the week as well we can talk about, too.
Sounds great, boys. Always fun. Thank you. Thanks. Go Tribe.
Bob DiBiase of the Indians joining us, brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience, Sunoco.